Back from the break here on the Cacique pregame show and ready for part two of our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview with Rangers minor league pitching coordinator John Coble. We played part one yesterday. You can go find that online. But for now, here's part two. From a couple of lefties to a couple of righties in Winston Santos and Leandro Lopez, who had a lot of promise coming into the year but are still kind of trying to find their footing, what have you made about the way that those two have started the season?
Yeah, I think, like, first and foremost, when guys, a lot of people outside of themselves are going to end up putting pressure on those guys. And when you start to put a little bit additional inner pressure on, like, that rarely ends up being a net positive. And I think these are two guys that love to compete. They know that the organization expects a lot from them. They know that the standard is high. Obviously, 40-man roster guys were, I think early they just put a ton of pressure on themselves to, like, I have to come out and dominate right away because of where I'm at roster status-wise, and I've pitched at this level before. And I think ultimately, like, those guys got to give themselves a little bit of grace and understand that, like, you don't have to do more than what got you here. You just have to continue to do that at a consistent level. I think in Santos's standpoint, like, we're in the middle of a huge homer boom from AA down, comparative to last couple seasons, and he's a four-seam guy. And, you know, four-seamers are good and bad. You know, you're going to get a lot of swing and miss, and you're going to get some chase, but you're also going to give up some barrels. And he's been clipped by some lefties pretty heavily so far this year, so I think the lefty attack plan has to clean up a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not worried about those guys. Like, I have full confidence in those guys kind of righting the ship, and you saw it a little bit last week with Leandro punching out nine in Midland and starting to show signs of it. So I think the biggest thing is those guys just understand that, like, we believe in them. We're here to support them. They're really good pitchers, and not to just put too much pressure on themselves to go out and do their thing.
What do you attribute that homer boom to?
Can I say on air? I mean, the ball's traveling different. The EVs are the same. You know, the barrel rates and contacts are pretty similar, but for whatever reason, the ball flight in the air is a little bit extra boost for the offensive side, where the balls just seem to be carrying a little bit further this year, which is... you're always going to have little things like that. Who knows? You know, we got disengagement rules that are different here and there, and our job is to try to adapt and try to figure out how to not, like, overreact to it, where we're trying to become something we're not, but at the same time try to figure out how can we game plan and try to mitigate it. Because, yeah, the ball's jumping this year, and, you know, the pitchers are going to have to find a way to work around that.
One guy who's been bit by a couple of home runs but not much else is Willian Bormy, who threw again yesterday and was fantastic. What have you seen from him this season, and what do you think is maybe the next step that gets him to potentially the next level?
I think right now just keep doing what you're doing. Like, it's going to come down to the opportunity and the timing as far as pitching at the AAA level. Like, he doesn't have to do anything more than what he's been doing so far this season. And it's just making sure that he understands that and he doesn't try to do more. It's like, just keep doing what you're doing. You're throwing the ball great. His ability to zone his fastball this year is it's a career best from when he's been in our system. So he's always had the plus slider. He's always going to pitch off of that slider. But when he goes to the heater, obviously it's nice that it's, you know, 100-ish. But he's got to be able to zone it at a clip that's going to allow him to potentially pitch at the AAA and big league level. And I was actually talking to him earlier. Really good outing last night. You know, left a two-strike slider up here and there that probably could have been below. So it's kind of like, hey, man, you've pitched your way into having a completely new standard for what you are capable of doing. So when you throw that 1-2 slider in the bottom rail that's not below the zone, like, that's not good enough for you anymore. And you've earned that standard by the way that you've pitched. So he's in a great spot. He's super confident, believes in himself. Tommy's done an amazing job of getting his delivery in a really good spot that I think has led to a lot of the consistency of strikes. So, Bormy's fun to watch right now.
John, appreciate the time. Last question for you. He's not here anymore, but David Davalio pitched himself up a level and got promoted to AAA last week. What was the key for him to earn that promotion?
Again, similar, like, just keep doing what he's doing, an opportunity. You know, there's different moves and different things, especially at that AAA level, guys, big leagues up and down, this, that, and the other. And felt like it was a really good time to kind of give him that next challenge of the ABS and putting the Major League Baseball in his hand. That's a little bit different. Pitch shapes move a little bit differently, and getting that in his hand, letting him get the reps with that. And I think ultimately it's, if Dobby's going to potentially help us in the big leagues at some point this year, getting him some starts in AAA gives us a much better idea of, like, where he's at in terms of that, like, development arc. So, you know, excited to see what he does over the next handful of starts, and I always remind guys, like, it's okay to go to the next level and struggle a little bit. That's kind of the point. And then see how you react and adapt and get better.
All right, that's Rangers minor league pitching coordinator John Goble. John, thank you for the time.
Yep, no problem. Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back.